Welcome back to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast. Once again, I'm Moya Baranski, and today I am joined by Megan White. How are you today, Megan?
Great, Lori. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for joining us here at Gillette Stadium for a podcast.
You're very welcome. I do have to warn you, I'm battling cold a little bit, so that's why I sound a little hoarse.
Well, you look great.
Oh,
that matters.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So today we're going to talk about a few things. We just had a huge playoff game.
Yes.
Right here. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk all about how you can get along with all of your teammates on a squad, whether you're co-ed or just primarily all girls. I'm going to give you a few tips on how you can get along, which then there will lead us to what motivations are. We've mentioned them in the past, but we're going to get more in depth with that and give some examples and all that good stuff. And last but certainly not least, we're going to get to know Miss Megan White.
Oh, yes.
We're going to turn you inside out. Is that okay?
Oh, that's fine. I'm ready.
Great. Well, we both were at the last game. We both got to cheer the entire game because it was our turn. For those of you that don't know, we have three lines of eight, and we rotate one half in the club and two dancing on opposite ends of the field. Therefore, every game, one line has to dance the entire game and doesn't have to do any promotions, and that was our turn.
Yes.
And it was such an amazing game.
Well, I know that I'm a rookie, and as for everyone else knows, Lori is a three-year veteran and a captain, so she, yeah, I mean, I'm sure you were used to the playoff atmosphere, but you guys would talk it up, and, you know, the rookies didn't really know what it was going to be like, and then we walked out on the field, and
there's nothing like it.
I don't even know how to describe it.
It began as soon as the anthem began. Soon as they announced us, never mind the anthem.
Yep.
They welcomed the New Patriots cheerleaders, and the crowd roared.
Like, more than normal.
Oh, of course.
More than normal.
Of course. I mean, it had a lot to do with who we're playing. We played the Jets.
Exactly.
So that's huge rivalry right there. So they wanted to keep the crowd. Oh, my God. The crowd's never been like that during the regular season. It's always been more intense during the postseason because, you know, there's a lot more for stakes. I mean, this could be your last game. You're never going to cheer.
Everything's up in the air.
Exactly. So the crowd knew that and knew the stakes, and they didn't stop. From the minute that flyover began to that last down in the fourth quarter, they just roared and they waved their towels. They handed out the towels.
Yeah, the towels was the best part.
Oh, yeah. It looks a little bit like the Steelers' towels, but I'm okay with that because they're not yellow. They're white.
I've noticed a lot of teams are starting to do that in the playoffs now, handing out the towels for the fans.
Well, we've handed them out before. Actually, I believe it was preseason, but they've never waved them in the air like that.
No.
Never. But it was so much fun. I cried my eyes out again.
I know. It was kind of a bittersweet moment. I know that the last regular season home game was definitely a tearjerker for everyone on the team. You know, having to, with everything up in the air, not knowing if we were going to have a home playoff game. But, I mean, that was definitely more, you know, on the line. We didn't know what was going to happen. But this game was kind of more bittersweet because, you know, we're still in there, we're still hanging in the playoffs, and we don't know where we're going to end up. But
this Sunday, our team will be playing the Chargers, which is
San Diego.
That's right. It's going to be a tough game, but hey, they made it to another playoff game, and I'm proud of them thus far. And hopefully, knock on wood, we'll be cheering at another game. Megan and I have been together all season long. We were roomies when we had our calendar shoot. She's in my line, so.
Yes, Lori's my captain.
Oh, dear. Just one more game would be lovely with you, Megan.
I know. I'm really hoping.
Moving right along. So we brushed up on it on how to get along with all of your teammates. And trust us, we know that it's hard because, you know, we're with 23 other women, other girls that, you know, can possibly get catty or get jealous, especially if, you know, certain things are being promoted to other people. But I have to say that this team this year has been the best interacting with each other, like the closest friend-wise, mm-hmm. and everyone's so happy for each other, like whoever gets something, like we're so happy for them, that there's not really any catting going around, like nobody fights, nobody's mad at this one.
Right.
And I think that's what makes it such a better experience.
Yeah, I
agree. Love the people you're with. And, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're in the NFL or if you're in high school or Pop Warner, you know, those are your friends you're cheering with, and when you look back on everything you've cheered together and cheered at together, that's a huge, huge thing in your life that you wouldn't want to spoil. And even if that means, you know, swallowing some pride, you got any tips for them on how to get along? Because it's easier said than done.
Yeah, no, I agree completely with what you're saying. I think the most important thing to remember is to be open-minded with anyone on your team, because, you know, there's 23 different personalities, like, right. clashing together, and you just have to be open-minded, and just respect is the biggest word. You need to respect every teammate that you have, every girl that you stand next to, or a guy, depending on if you're on a high school or collegiate team. You just need to have that respect and know that in order to get the respect from other people, you need to give it as well.
That's right. So just everyone's talented and everyone's beautiful in their own way.
Right.
So you can't overdo that part. You know, you can't be like, hey, I'm better than you, because nobody's better than anybody. You're all in the same squad. You want that squad to advance as much as you possibly can for each other.
Right. And, you know, as far as your captains go, if they're giving you a type of, you know, correction, just look at it as constructive criticism. They're trying to help you. They want to make you a better cheerleader. So don't take it personally. Just kind of take it for what it is and give them the respect that they deserve.
Right. Now, what happens if two enemies make it to the same squad? I mean, I despise of you, Megan, and now I have to cheer next to you. What can they do to get along for those few hours a day that they have to put up with each other?
I think what they need to do is whatever happens outside those doors of the locker room need to stay outside of the doors. You come in, you drop all your baggage off at the door, and you get in there and you do your job. Your job is to not be catty once you get in there and to carry on your dislikes towards one another. You need to go in there and forget what you have an issue with the person about. You need to just do your job as a cheerleader. Do it 100%. Smile big, like always. And most importantly, again, just respect them while you're in that type of atmosphere.
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes maybe you just don't know that person as well as you possibly think you do. It's really hard, especially if you're making judgments right off first impressions and maybe they didn't make the best first impression. Don't judge anybody. I mean, they could be the total opposite person that you think they are.
Definitely. No judgments. No preconceived judgments.
No. So give them a chance. I mean, you're all going for the same cause. And when you're smiling next to someone, you know, you can't help but smile back.
Yep.
So
I agree.
And other ways that you can bring your team together are called motivations. And we do them at the Patriots Cheerleaders organization. We do them every practice almost. And we each take a turn. We've talked about this on a previous podcast, but we've never exactly gotten into it. So that's what I want to do today. We do line motivations for games. And then we do personal motivations for practices. I loved your motivation.
Oh, I loved my motivation too.
Tell them what it was.
Well, my motivation was actually on the night of Halloween. It was October 31st. We had a Tuesday night practice. And I was thinking to myself, what could I do that was different yet exciting that all the girls would be happy about receiving? And I thought, well, I love to make little goodies. So what's related to Halloween that would be, you know, of course, healthy, not too sweet, but, and I said caramel apples, that's perfect. It's very, you know, harvest and Halloween-like, and so I bought apples and bought little sticks, wooden sticks to put them on, rolled them in some caramel, and sprinkled.
They were so good.
Colored sprinkles around the caramel
God,
and
so
wrapped
good.
Them all cute in, like, this type of cellophane, I think it's called. And
it was so good.
Yeah, gave them to all the girls. So it was just, you know, something to put an extra smile on their face after a tough
practice. And that's all the motivation
is. Yeah.
Is to bring each other together, to kind of give someone the extra push maybe they need. You know, maybe they were really tired. Maybe they're not having the best day. Who knows what's going on at home. So motivations are just that, to motivate you to be the best that you can while you're at cheerleading. And we've had tons and tons of motivations from, you know, CDs of all the favorite songs that remind you of cheerleading, which I love. Little gifts here and there, but they don't have to be monetary items, by all means.
Oh, no.
My second year, I believe, we played charades. And on little note cards, I gave them, you know, you have to dance until someone starts dancing with you. And that was the type of charades it was. Like, every note card had a specific direction that had to be done. Like, cluck until someone yells out chicken, you know. And it was hilarious, and we had a blast. And we were so motivated that we got out of practice 2 hours early afterwards. We were supposed to do all of our, like, push-ups and crunches and stuff like that. And Tracy just had a ball, and she was like, you guys can leave now. And it was a good time.
Oh, wow.
We
That's a great
motivated.
Idea. Now, was that your motivation? Or?
That was my motivation from last year. Yeah. I didn't really want, because my first year, I believe, I bought everyone something. Oh, my first year, our calendar trip got canceled. We were supposed to go to the Bahamas. But it got canceled, so I got everyone a keychain that had, like, hibiscus, whatever it's called, pattern on it, in memory of it, because it didn't matter where we did our calendar, it still came out beautiful.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So we did that, and I didn't really want to give anyone anything. I wanted it to really be motivational. So that's why I did charades. Audra, our first year, she's going to hate me for telling you this because she was so embarrassed. She did car air fresheners our first year. Because some of the girls are in their cars for so long driving to practice. It was a great idea. They were American flag, vanilla scented. It was hilarious, but she hated them. Did you hear about Michelle's from last year?
No.
She gave us all styrofoam cups, and then she brought in soil and gave us all seeds, and she made us plant these seeds and said, as a team, we will grow together like these flowers. And we all made fun of her for a little while.
That's so funny.
Mine didn't grow, unfortunately, but I think Tracy's grew a little sprout or two.
as long as one person's sprouted.
And Chris O'Neill is infamous for doing this one motivation that is just out of this world. I'm going to have to tell you because I have to say it on here.
Yeah.
She hasn't done it yet. And what she does is make a grid for every girl. And you start off with yours and you pass it to the left. And that girl writes something that she likes about you. Because your name is at the top of the paper. And it goes all around the circle. And then when you get it back to yourself, you get to see all these positive things that the entire squad thinks about you. And it's not just, oh, Megan White has beautiful hair. It's,
right.
Megan White is so funny and she makes me feel great about myself, you know? Or she cares so much about everybody. And yeah, it's an amazing, amazing motivation.
That's a great idea. Definitely to try and capture, you know, the memories that you've had with your teammates, such as a frame or making a collage of that one person or just of the whole team. Just something to capture, you know, what your whole squad has accomplished in the past, you know, couple months or weeks or years, whatever. Also, maybe a motivational quote just to kind of, you know, uplift your teammates or, you know, anything that's kind of motivational, a quote that you can find. Just print it off, maybe decorate it, laminate it, turn it into a magnet. I mean,
right.
There's a bunch of
different things. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money.
No.
The thought is truly what counts when it comes to these kind of things. So this leads us to a nice little contest that we're going to be having. If you have an original motivation that you think we have not yet mentioned, you can write into today@patriots.com and describe your motivation, what you know, what you need, what to do, and all that stuff. And if we announce it on the next podcast, you can win a Patriots Cheerleaders poster.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. We still have MySpace out there. Have you checked out our MySpace account?
I have not yet.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I have
There's
yet
tons
to
of
even
pictures
go
of
on.
You on there.
All right. I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going on there.
So make sure you check out Megan White on MySpace.com/Pat's Cheerleader Chit Chat. Leave some comments. It's a good time on there. We're always looking for new friends and talking up about all the latest cheerleading topic. You can download this podcast right from there and see all the latest pictures. There's going to be tons from the previous game. That's always fun to do.
Good.
So, Megan, let's talk about you really quick.
Let's talk about me.
Talk about you. We learned that you love to bake already with your motivation and everything. And you really do. You enjoy baking.
I do enjoy baking. I don't know where I picked it up.
What are you going to school for?
I'm going to school for communication and English journalism.
Why not cooking, baking?
You know what? I don't know. I think it's just almost like a side hobby that I have. It kind of takes my mind away from the actual academic work that I have at school. It definitely relaxes me. I find enjoyment out of people loving what I bake.
That's
and
nice.
Enjoying what I bake. But, my grandmother has baked, you know, homemade apple pies, homemade whoopie pies, homemade...
Whoopie.
I love whoopie pies. For those of you who don't know what whoopie pies are, they're just like, I want to say, cake consistency with a creamy filling in the middle, kind of like a sandwich. It's delicious. But I think that, you know, the recipes that she's passed down to her family, her sons and daughters and her grandchildren is definitely something that all people need to, I think, find important because I think it's a sin to not make use of good family recipes.
I agree. I definitely agree. See, my problem with baking, I love baking as well. But I hate cleaning up afterwards.
Oh, you wouldn't want to talk to my mother then. My mother, when I bake in her kitchen, she gets very upset.
So doesn't mine. That's my mother.
I leave the pans all over the kitchen.
My mother would never.
Oh, yeah. She gets very upset.
Oh, see? No. That's why I don't like baking. I just clean up after myself. But moving right along, your favorite color is green.
I do. I love green.
What's your favorite green item?
My favorite green item? Wow, that's a good question. Well, my favorite shade of green is like almost like an earthy sage or olive type green. So I love clothing that's that type of color because I think it goes well on anyone.
I agree.
Because anyone's complexion kind of has that in it.
Yep.
So
you'd have to say your clothes.
I would have to say an article of clothing that I have that's either a sage or olive type green like that.
Okay, fair enough. Now, your dream job is to be a backup dancer for Janet Jackson.
Oh,
now yes. That you're on the Patriots cheerleading squad, do you still wish to be one of those? Because this kind of gets some of those juices out there, you know?
Oh, no, it definitely does. But I think the biggest aspect with me is that I've idolized Janet Jackson my entire life. I think she's brilliant with her music and her choreography, and I would just love to be dancing behind her, and I think that, you know, who knows, because
hopefully she'll come out with a new CD.
She just did come out with a new CD, and her tour is going to start, I believe, this summer, or sometime this year, but, so who knows if she's going to have, if this is going to be her last one, but, yeah, I just think
you'll be watching.
I will be watching, and wishing I was up there behind her, but no, this is, being a Patriots cheerleader is just as great, because you dance in front of, you know, crowds that are probably larger than her concerts. And
you're all by yourself, so to say.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We'll hope you'll update us on. I know you're going back to school this week. And
yes.
Hope we'll hear all about that good stuff. And
yes.
Hopefully we'll be on our way to Miami soon. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood, I know.
And who knows, maybe one day I'll be dancing behind Janet Jackson.
Let's hope so.
And I will definitely inform them the next time you make me anything. We just had cookies last Sunday in the game, which were phenomenal, by the way. And we'll see what else we got.
Oh, I'll keep doing it. I'll be in the kitchen.
So thanks again for joining us,
Megan.
Thank you. And until next time, I'll see you on the sidelines.